Well, brothers and I've never used this microphone before. It's loud. Brothers and sisters, if I was a wise man, I would pray and close, and we would go have a meal.
若我是一个聪明的人的话，那我现在就愿祷告，然后合上我的书本，我们一起就可以去享受爱宴了。
What Brother Caleb just shared with us is a very deep lesson.
刚刚加勒弟兄所为我们分享的是一个非常深的教训。
And with fear and trepidation, I fear that I'm going to say some things that's going to detract from that wonderful testimony that we just heard.
我很怕我说的什么话会把我们从刚刚那样一个美妙的见证当中来带离出来。
His sharing really is at the heart of what the Lord put on my heart for today.
他所分享的就是主今天放在我心里面的负担。
We just heard a brief history in the life of the Chu family.
我们刚刚听到了关于两个家庭的小小的故事。It's
a history story now.
它已经成为了一个历史的故事。And
that family and the brothers and sisters in this room can choose to hear it, internalize it, meditate upon it, and come into a very deep thought that the Lord has for us.
那我们听到的这故事，在座的弟兄姐妹，我们都可以选择能够来思想，能够来到主的面前，愿意他把一个更深的意念放在我们里面。Or
we can just think of it as a short beginning to a long, dry message that I'm about to give.
或者我们可以把它当做今天信息的一个小小的开端。If
we think of what Caleb just shared about, can you imagine how that story could have been a little different?
我们若来思想刚刚加勒所分享的，你是否觉着这个故事也许会有不同？
What if things were going great at work for Caleb?
若加勒弟兄他在工作上做得很好又如何？
What if he was bringing in a paycheck that was more than abundant than the family could ever imagine?
若他每一次拿到的那个工资单都是远远超过家庭所需的呢？
He comes home and the kids are just perfect.
他回到家里，孩子们都表现得非常的好。
And his wife has his favorite dish prepared for him every night.
他的妻子就每天晚上预备他最喜欢吃的饭菜。
And every bit of his Christian service with the young adults is just so restful and so peaceful.
他在教会当中服侍的这些年轻人，一切的服侍都是这么的安息。
Would he have any need for the Lord?
他是否心中还对主有所需要呢？
Would he have needed that want to say, Lord, I want, I cry out, I need you and you alone?
他是否还会对主说, oh, 主啊, 我单单需要你。
But what if all those things were happening and he was struggling?
但这些事情都是这样的发生, 他也确实在那里好像很挣扎。
And what if Stephanie had never said anything?
若, 我们的姊妹, 开勒伯弟兄的妻子没有说什么, 又会怎样?
And I don't know the details there, but maybe the Holy Spirit prompted her to say, have you considered your words?
虽然我不知道细节，也许圣灵就这样激动Stephanie姊妹的心，让她去向Caleb说，你有没有思想，你说的话如何？
What if Caleb had chosen to remain defensive?
如果Caleb弟兄他一直都保持很抗拒，
Oh, what a different story that would have been.
那将会是何等不同的一个故事。
But praise the Lord.
但赞美主,
he puts us in this school of Christ that is tough.
他把我们放在基督的学校里面。
It's not easy street.
这并不是一个很简单的学校。
And it causes us to cry out to our all-loving, all-powerful, all-wonderful God that we just spent the last 45 minutes worshiping and praising.
这就让我们不得不向那一位完全奇妙、完全荣耀的主能够来呼求，就好像刚刚过去的这一个小时我们如此在做一样。We
all have a history.
我们都有不同的历史和故事。This
week will be a history for us come next week.
当来到下一周的时候，上一周对我们来说就是历史了。You
know, the Bible is full of history.
你知道这圣经就全都满了历史故事。
The Lord Jesus is calling us to see this history, to read this history, to be reminded of it, and to have it cause us to cry out to him.
那主就希望我们能够因着这书上所记载的各样的历史，都让我们能够来向他呼求。And
I'd like to start our time this morning with just reading a passage where the people of Israel are reminded of their history.
那早上我愿意开始的时候与大家一同来读圣经上的一些章节，这就是以色列的一个历史。
If you'll turn with me to Psalm 78.
我们可否一同翻到诗篇第78篇。
Psalm 78 is a very long psalm. If you get there, don't worry. We're not going to read the over 60 to 70 verses.
诗篇七十八篇非常的长，但不用担心，我们不会读全部的六七十节。
But in Psalm 78, what we see here is the tribe of Ephraim have lost their calling.
那我们看到诗篇七十八篇就是以法莲的子孙，他们失去了神的呼召。
Ephraim's father, Joseph, was a great man.
以法莲他的父亲约瑟是一个很好的人。
And it only made sense that the king of Israel would come through Joseph and through Ephraim.
似乎只有神借着以法莲借着约瑟来到地上才是有意义的。
But Ephraim forgot Joseph.
但是以法莲却忘记了约瑟。
Forgot their history.
他忘记了他们的历史。
And as the generations passed, they lost their kingship.
那一代又一代过去，他们就失去了那作王的身份。
And that kingship was actually passed on to Judah.
那作王的身份就被传到了犹大。
So let's just look at these first eight verses as a reminder of what the Lord is calling us to do today regarding our families and our generation.
所以今天早上我们一同来读前面一到八节，来看神向着我们，向着我们的家人、家庭有什么样的呼召。
I'll read it in English and then our brother will read the first eight verses in Chinese. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from the children, telling to generation to come the praises of Jehovah.His strength and his wondrous works that he hath done. For he hath established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children that should be born soon, who should arise and tell their children.That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God.
第一到第八节，我的民哪，你们要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语。是我们所听见所知道的，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将耶和华的美德和他的能力并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听，因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法，是他吩咐我们的祖宗要传给子孙的，使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙，好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令，不要像他们的祖宗是顽梗悖逆，居心不正之辈，向着神心之不诚实。
So we read in this passage that we are to share the history of our past generations, our generations to future generations.
所以我们刚刚读到的这些章节就讲到要把我们的信息传到我们的子孙后后代代。
Well, one part of that history that I want to share this morning starts with Genesis chapter 1.
我今天早上所要分享的故事有一部分是从创世纪一开始来的。
I'm going to read a couple very familiar verses. Genesis 1, 27 and 28.
我们就要读很熟悉的两个章节，创世纪第一章27到28节。
This is our very creation, this is our beginning. And God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it.Have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。
And now a couple chapters later in Genesis chapter 3,
在创世纪第三章,
very familiar story, the first verse of Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Jehovah God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of any tree of the garden?
这也是我们很熟悉的故事，第三章第一节，耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
And then one more reading, if we could turn to Ephesians in the New Testament, Ephesians.
让我们再来读一处，在新约以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章
verses 10 and 11
第十到第十一节
Ephesians 3, 10 through 11 says God's purpose in all of this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authority in heavenly places This was his eternal planwhich he carried out through Christ Jesus, our Lord.
以弗所书三章十到十一节，为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
Let's just have one more word of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we do pray that you would open these scriptures to your people.
主啊，我们真是祈求您能够把这样的经节向您的名能够敞开。
That we would see that you have created us in your image.
让我们看到您是照着您的形象造我们。
That you have called us to multiply and to replenish this earth.
您也呼召我们能够来彼此生养，能够来在这地上统治。
And that you have called us to be your church.
您也呼召我们成为您的教会。
That we might manifest your life, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, here on earth as it is in heaven.
让我们能够来彰显您自己的生命，彰显耶稣基督在这地上，好如在天上。
Lord, we do pray that the living church would represent our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们祷告这活的教会能够来代表耶稣。
But that we would also learn from history that Satan would like to destroy.
让我们也能够从历史当中来学习，撒旦是要在这里毁坏。
And we'd like to snatch away this life that you have created.
他要把这您所创造的生命来夺走。
May we see you and only you, Lord Jesus.
愿我们看到您，单单看到你，耶稣基督。
We ask this in your precious name.
我们祷告奉您宝贵的名求。
Amen.Whenever we read in the book of Ephesians or Colossians, but we read in Ephesians, we see that the church is an organic, a living expression of the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们读到以弗所书的时候，我们就看到教会是神耶稣基督他一个鲜活有生命的彰显。
I know we've said this over and over again, but this room here is not the church.
我知道这是我们说了很多很多遍但我们今天所在的这一个房间并不是教会
The church is the brothers and sisters gathering together in unity
教会是弟兄姐妹在合一当中一同聚集
The church is Caleb saying to Stephanie You're right I do see that The Lord is speaking to me as well
教会就是当 Caleb 弟兄能够向 Stephanie 姊妹说你说的是对的我看到主提醒我
That's a microcosm of the living church.
那就是很小一部分教会的彰显。
Which is a microcosm of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也是我们主耶稣基督一个很小的部分。
He, like Stephanie, wants to say to us, you're using angry words.
他就好像 Stephanie 在提醒我们说，你在说那些让人在生气当中来说一些话。
And Caleb yields to that, repents, and says, It's only the life of the Lord Jesus that gives me life today that I may be able to repent and say, I want life for this family.
那我们也像加勒弟兄一样，只有当主耶稣的生命能够在里面照亮我们，让我们悔改，好叫我们能够在家当中来服从。
Caleb may work with young people in this fellowship for the next 50 years.
也许加勒弟兄会与聚会当中的年轻人们在接下来的50年当中一同服事。
But a little interaction like that is the interaction that brings glory to the Lord Jesus Christ here on earth and among the angels in heaven.
但那很小小这样一个彼此之间的交通，就是让我们能够把荣耀来献给主，在地上好如在天上。
So the church is living.
所以教会是活的。
If we look at the scripture, we see that almost every, well, I think every analogy in the Bible that speaks of the church is a living analogy.
所以当我们来看圣经当中很多的比喻的时候，都讲到教会是那鲜活的。
In his epistles, Paul would say over and over again that the church is the body of Christ.
在保罗的书信当中，他一次一次又一次地说到教会就是基督的身体。
That's a living analogy.
这是一个生动的比喻。
In the epistles and in Revelation, it speaks of the church being the bride of Christ, the groom.
在保罗的书信在启示录当中都讲到教会是基督的心腹。
It's all about life.
这也是关乎生命。
In the Gospels and in the Epistles, it says that we are a family, that the church is the family of God.
在新约书信在福音书当中讲到我们都是神的家人。
The Epistles love to use the word the household.
那在新约书信当中常常用到一个词家是不同的一个英文单词
I love if you look together at Peter and Paul when they talk about the church they talk about a building but it's a building made with what kind of stones
当保罗和彼得他们在那里讲到这家的时候是似乎是一个房子但这房子是由活石所建造的
It's living stones being built together on the cornerstone of Christ
是这活石能够建立在耶稣基督这块磐石之上。
So one of the things that we're looking at today is the Lord Jesus is looking for life among his people.
所以今天我们看到主耶稣是渴望在他的名当中能够看到生命。
So on the other hand, we read in Genesis, what does Satan want to do to this church?
那另外一方面我们看到在启示录当中讲到撒旦想要对教会做什么呢?
It's very simple, Satan wants to bring death.
很简单,撒旦想要带来死亡。
If we look at that analogy of Christ is the head and we are the body, Satan tries everything in his power to remove the head from the body.
当我们来思想这样一个比喻,基督是头,教会是身体,撒旦就想要尝试他所能的一切把头来抹去。
It's hard for us to imagine that Satan actually doesn't mind us sitting here and reading the Bible and listening to a good message. He doesn't mind it.
我们很难能够想象说撒旦其实并不介意我们一同在这里来读经来听信息他并不介意。
But unless the Lord Jesus is ahead of this gathering, head of your life, then that's what makes Satan nervous.
但若主在我们中间是主是头的话这件事情让撒旦感到紧张。
You know, there's a saying in English, you know, you're running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
那在英文当中有这样一个比喻，对不起，就是好像说我们像鸡在跑，但是我们却头没被切掉一样。
And most of you probably know this, if you're preparing a live chicken and you cut the head off, the chicken body's going to run around for a while.
如果您有做饭的话，那您把这个鸡的头切掉的话，这个身体好像还是在那里能够跑的。
If you're ever on a farm, middle schoolers, ask the farmer if you can watch it.
那在我们中间的中学生，你们可以去问一些农民，他们会知道。
But that's the condition of the church today.
但这就是今天教会的光景。
Oh, we're busy. We're running around. We have service. We're doing. Oh, so much is happening, and there's no Christ.
我们在各种各样的服事上似乎都很忙。我们有各种各样的事情，但是却没有基督。
This is what Satan is after.
这是。撒旦所要追寻的
You know, Satan also tries to remove the body from the head.
撒旦他也同时想要把这身体从头当中来抹去
Now, most of you in the workplace know this, but I know that the young people probably hear this quite a bit. You can talk about God in school.
那我知道我们当中的不管是在工作还是在学校当中都能够听到这样的讲论你可以来讲耶稣
Your God, my God, all the same God.
你的神,我的神,都是同一个神。
Do you worship God? Oh yeah, I worship God. Well, do you worship God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit? Ah, yeah, well, it's Buddha, but same thing.
你是否敬拜神呢? 他说, 哦, 我是敬拜神, 你是否敬拜神, 父, 还有子呢? 他说, 对, 但是他们好像把神和佛都当成一回事。
I hope we recognize this is what's being taught in our schools.
我希望我们能够来意识到, 这就是我们在学校当中所被教导的。
Again, this is the body of Christ being ripped away from the true and only God.
那我再说, 这就是当身体被从那真神那真的头当中来抹去的结果。
One of the most beautiful pictures of the church is Christ is the groom and the church is the bride.
有一幅非常美妙的画卷就是基督是那新郎教会是这新妇。
The beauty of the groom and the bride can bring us so much understanding of what God wants, what Christ wants for his church.
这美妙的新妇与新郎的画面就能够让我们看到基督与教会是有何等的美妙。I
don't want to keep referring back to Caleb and Stephanie, but what a beautiful interaction that was that Caleb shared.
我虽然刚刚加勒弟兄所为我们分享的是何等美妙的他与他妻子之间这样一个交通。Now,
I think Caleb and Stephanie, if I remember correctly, they have two stories in their home.
如果我所知道的故事是正确的话，那加勒弟兄和他的姊妹之间有两个故事。Caleb
could have easily said, "Well, I'm going to the second floor." I'm going to the second floor.
那加勒弟兄他可能会去第二层楼。See
how angry my words are now.
他们家有两层，所以他生气时候可以去第二层。那他的就话语当中就非常的愤怒了。There's
that break between husband and wife. There's no longer a living interaction.
那他们之间就好像有一个隔断，之间就没有这样紧密的联系。You
know, we know in this country, we know in this world, just the husband and wife relationship is being torn apart.
我们知道，不管在这个国家还是在这个世界上，丈夫和妻子之间的关系总是会被分离。A
far majority of my students do not have a mom and a dad in the same house.
那我的学生当中有很大一部分人，他们的家庭都是离异的。They
have no picture of the beauty of the bride and the groom working together.
他们没有看到，不能够看到那新妇和新郎在一起来工作、来交通的美妙的画卷。You
know, one of the analogies that I share with students quite often is what's happening in Silicon Valley these days.
我常常与我的学生来分享的一个比喻，就是今天在西谷那边所发生的。Silicon
Valley is in California. This is where all of our technology is being born.
西谷或硅谷，那是我们各种各样科技产生的地方。A
majority of what you work with in a day, your phones, your computers, anything due to technology, it pretty much has a lot to do with Silicon Valley.
今天我们生活当中所遇到的很多东西，手机、电脑都多多少少与硅谷有关系。It's
no accident that that is the most dysfunctional area in the United States today.
所以也并不意外，那是整个美国最不工作的一个地方。No
one's getting married. They have no sense of relationship. This is where they're creating robots so that people no longer have to have a spouse, but that they can have a robot.
因为那边有这么多的科技人都非常的繁忙，所以他们似乎都并不需要有一个配偶、丈夫或妻子，因为他们可以创造一个机器人。你有机器人就不需要配偶了。It's
a real, it's real. We chuckle a little bit and it does sound funny, but it's a dysfunctional area in this country, and they're spreading it through technology to all of us.
虽然我们刚听到的时候会想要觉得很可笑，但这是真实的，这就是这个国家没有正常工作的一个区域，这些事情也借着科技在整个美国似乎都在蔓延。This
area of the country that's responsible for your phones, for your computer, for your entertainment, for everything, also leads the country in the growth of suicides.
这一些科技这个区域，他们来发展了各样的我们的科技、我们的娱乐，但是同样，它也在这里增长了自杀率。
Satan is seeking to kill and destroy.
撒旦在那里想要来杀害。
No wonder we don't understand what love is and loving and worshiping and exalting our Lord Jesus. We don't have anywhere to see it in this world.
难怪我们看不到如何来敬拜主，因为在这地上我们看不到这样的例子。
Satan is also coming in and trying to steal away children.
撒旦也想要把孩子们去夺取。
Through education, through technology.
借着教育，借着科技。
But even to the extent that people aren't having children anymore.
直到一个地步，人们都不想要再要孩子了。
The countries in Europe that were known for their Christian faith, places like Italy and Germany and France, now have a population crisis because people are no longer having children.
在欧洲很多曾经以信仰出名的国家，法国、意大利，现在他们陷入到了一个危机，人们都不愿意要孩子了。
So Satan is seeking to kill and destroy.
撒旦在伺机杀害毁坏。
And he's doing that, trying to do that within the church today.
他今天也要在教会当中如此来做。
You know, there are so many good teachings in the church today.
今天在教会当中有这么多好的教训。
There's a lot of spiritual gifts and meetings and organization.
有各种各样属灵的恩赐聚会。
But we need to stop and ask, is there life?
但我们要停止并来求问这里有没有生命。
When I've been working hard all week and struggling to get my Sunday school message prepared and I work with the kids, do I bring them life or do I bring them the frustration of, it's finally over, I finally finished my Sunday service?
当我繁忙工作一周还要为着周日的信息来预备的时候，那当我与孩子来交通的时候，我是否能够把生命带给他们呢？
Now, in the last month, we've heard many wonderful ministries on the topic of shepherding.
在过去的一个月当中，我们听到了很多关于牧养这一个主题的信息。
And for the sake of the middle school and those who haven't been here each week, we've looked at different portions of The Lord is My Shepherd.
那为着我们中间的很多中学生，我们在过去一个月当中就从不同的部分能够来看主是我们的牧人。
And we've seen that not only is the Lord Jesus the Good Shepherd, He's also called us to shepherd the flock as well.
我们看到不仅主是我们的好牧人，他也呼召我们能够来喂养他的羊。
A shepherd is always looking to keep the sheep alive.
牧人他们总是要保存羊。
You know, the shepherd, in a sense, would like to teach the sheep a lot of things.
牧人从一个角度上来说，他们愿意来教导羊很多的事情。
A shepherd would love to be able to tell the sheep, don't fall off this cliff.
牧人想要告诉羊不要从这岩石上跌落。
A shepherd would love to teach a sheep, drink of this water.
牧人也想要告诉羊说，请来喝这水。
Or,this is the good pasture.
这是那好的草场。
That's a lot of good teaching.
这都是很好的教训。
But the sheep are a little slow and they don't always get it.
但羊反应非常慢，他们不是很容易明白。
And so the teaching sometimes becomes like a little club, a rod.
所以这些教训就有的时候变成了那杖。
And a mean shepherd or a non-thoughtful shepherd might club the sheep to death.
一个比较严格或不太温和的牧人也许就把羊给就是太过严厉敲死他们。
Now let me ask you a question.
让我来问大家一个问题。
Is a dead sheep going to walk off a cliff?
一个死羊能够跨过岩石吗？
If you take a dead sheep and put him in the green pasture, is he in the green pasture?
若你带着一个死的羊放到绿草场上，它能够吃草吗？
So you have a sheep that's doing everything that shepherd wants that sheep to do.
你有一个羊，它做任何牧人想要它做的事情。
Except he's dead.
但它却是死的。
And Satan is after that in the church.
撒旦在教会当中所要做的就是这件事。
Now Satan does this in many ways.
撒旦在不同的方法上来做这件事情。
He can sneak into our gathering today, and maybe there's a misunderstanding between brothers and sisters, and death comes in.
也许他就在我们的聚会当中，让弟兄和姐妹之间产生一些误解，那死亡就在那里了。
Maybe you disagree with something I'm sharing with you this morning, and you say, well, anytime Chip opens his mouth, I'm just going to plug my ears because I don't agree with him.
也许你并不同意今天早上我所分享的一些话，那就在心里说，每当我来分享的时候，每当你来分享的时候，我就要把我的耳朵堵起来。
Satan is always looking for little avenues to bring in death.
撒旦会找各种各样的通道把死亡带到教会。
Again, I hope Stephanie and Caleb still like me after this.
我希望 Caleb 弟兄和 Stephanie 姊妹在这之后还会跟我做朋友。
But either one of their reactions in their conversation could have brought death, and Satan likes that.
他们两人在刚刚所分享的故事当中，任何一个小的动作都可能带来死亡。撒旦很喜欢这件事情。
And what I want to focus on this morning in the area of shepherding is Satan can attack the church universal. Satan can attack our little group. But one of the most strategic and prolific attacks that Satan makes is on the family.
那我今天所要想要分享的就是撒旦他可以攻击整个教会，他也可以攻击各种各样的小的聚集，但撒旦他最有目的，他最想要攻击的就是我们的家庭。
Just think about our own lives. If you had gotten a phone call from maybe your mother who's not living in this area, and they called you this morning, or maybe you, a husband and wife, had a little spat this morning, or the middle school, you know, you were angry at your parents this morning, that has already brought death into the church.
那我们就来思想这样子一件事情，也许你从住在远地的家人接到了一个电话，也许今天早上你跟你的配偶或者是孩子跟父母之间有任何的隔阂，撒旦就借着这个把死亡带了进来。
Now don't get down on yourself if that's what happened this morning.
不要轻看你自己，若真是早上发生了这些不愉快的事情。
Because remember what we shared at the beginning? That's part of our history. This is exactly what Satan did in Genesis 3.
记得我们刚刚早上分享的吗？这已经是我们的历史，就是撒旦在创世纪第三章所做的事情。
When Satan went to Eve, he said, "Look at the tree. Are you not supposed to eat of any of these trees?"
当撒旦去来找到夏娃的时候，他就问：你难道不能吃这树上的果实吗？
Now I don't know where he was or why he didn't say anything, but Adam's not in the picture.
我并不知道当时亚当在哪里，或者他为什么没有说什么。但我们看到亚当并不在夏娃的身边。
Already, Satan is separating husband from wife.
当时撒旦已经把丈夫和妻子分隔开了。
And then, look at the, if we read, you can go back this afternoon and read the story carefully, he confuses or he counterfeits life and death.
今天下午若你有时间的话可以去仔细的读这些章节，撒旦在那里他就把死亡和生命在那里替换。
The tree of knowledge and good and evil is going to give you all this knowledge, all this information, you're going to be more alive than ever.
他就告诉夏娃说这智慧这生命对不起这分别智慧和分别善恶树上的果实就能够给你那更好的知识和生命。
That which she thought would bring lifeBrought spiritual death.
夏娃以为能够带来生命的果实，却带来了属灵上的死亡。
Now the knowledge, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那分别知识善恶的树。
If we were writing the story today, we would call it the Google tree.
我们若今天来说的话，那就是谷歌树。
Right?
这对吗？
Knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge. Anything you want to know, it's on Google.
你所想要知道的一切的知识都在谷歌上。
Have you ever had a conversation with someone who's just obsessed with Google and surfing the web?
你有没有跟特别痴迷于谷歌的人，谷歌的人交谈过？
They can talk nonstop.
他们可以不停地说。
did you hear what happened with Trump today? Trump went to such and such a place and this happened. The Democrats are voting this way. Can you believe how they're voting this way? The NBA, did you watch that game last night? He scored 20 points. That's also coming into effect of the NFL. The NFL just voted to do this, which I can't believe, because you know what's happening to the schools today? They just voted. This is nonstop. I mean, they're alive with information.
弟兄刚刚就讲了很多各种各样的
I love you, brother.
各种各样的事情都是能够从谷歌上来看到的。
Knowledge of good and evil, it does, it counterfeits life.
分别善恶的知识在我们里面就伪装成了生命。
And so Satan is trying to destroy us in every way that he can.
撒旦要尽他所能的来毁灭我们。
What is the first thing that Adam and Eve did? What did they recognize after they took of the tree?
亚当和夏娃他们在吃了这树上的果子之后所做的第一件事情是什么呢?
This is a middle school question. What did Adam and Eve, what did they recognize and what did they do as soon as they had sinned?
这是对初中生的一个问题。当亚当和夏娃
You guys can say it out loud.
犯罪之后他们做了什么呢?
They hid and they covered their nakedness.
他们隐藏并遮盖他们的羞耻。
Now, I remember when I was a kid that, you know, it was awkward talking about nakedness.
那我记得在我是孩子的时候,讲到裸体是一件非常让人尴尬的事情。
And it was always, it was a sinful thing, it was an embarrassing thing, and I don't know, I just had this awkward feeling about covering their nakedness.
我总是对遮盖他们的赤身露体觉着这是一件很尴尬的事情。
But the Lord just spoke to me as I was meditating upon this of why Adam and Eve covered their nakedness.
但神却让我来思想并且打开了我，让我来看到为什么亚当和夏娃要来遮盖他们的赤身露体。
They covered their ability to reproduce.
因为他们遮盖了他们来生养众多的能力。
The seed of man was covered.
男人的种子被遮盖。
The womb of woman was covered.
女人的子宫也被遮盖。
The milk that would feed the children was covered.
那要来供养, 生命的奶也被遮盖。
You see how evil Satan is?
你看到撒旦是多么的邪恶吗?
He divides man and woman.
他分开了男人和女人。
And then he makes them ashamed of being fruitful and multiplying.
他让他们为着能够来生养众多而感到羞耻。
But praise the Lord.
但赞美主。
The Lord comes in, he knows sin has entered in, and he covers them with what?
那主来到这里,他知道他们已经犯罪,他就用什么来遮盖了他们?
Animal skin.
他用动物的皮。
He's going to redeem this sin, this mistake, with the blood of the Lord Jesus.
他要用耶稣的宝血来买赎,遮盖这罪。
And this will always be a reminder that we reproduce for the Lord.
所以我们要来思想,我们是为了主来生养众多。
We solve the fights between husband and wife, not for just our own sanity, but for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不只为着个人来解决丈夫和妻子之间各样的争执，我们如此做更是为着我们的耶稣。
We have children, we train children for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们生养儿女，我们教导儿女是为着主耶稣基督。
It's beautiful how the Lord covers our sins.
何等美妙主来遮盖我们的罪。
You know, Satan still doesn't give up.
撒旦仍然不放弃。
Adam and Eve do have children.
亚当和夏娃他们确实有了子女。
They have Cain and Abel.
他们有了该隐和亚伯。
Cain becomes jealous.
该隐就嫉妒。
Now, have you ever thought about what Cain did?
你有没有想过 该隐所做的是什么呢?
I'm sure you have. He killed his brother because of jealousy.
当然我们都知道他因着嫉妒就杀了他的弟兄。
This is how evil sin is. This is how the sin that's in us, this is how the extreme measures we go.
这就是在我们里面的罪,这就是我们因着罪所能做到的极处。
Because I have a question.
因为我有一个问题。
Could he have just walked away from Abel?
是否该隐就能够从亚伯那里走开呢?
He had the whole world to hide.
他有整个世界能够来隐藏。
He could have gone anywhere and he would have never seen Abel again.
他可以藏到任何地方,他就再也见不到亚伯。
I mean, think about how big the world is. He could have gone anywhere.
我们来想一想这地有多大，他可以去任何的地方。
But instead, he killed his brother.
然而他却杀了他的弟兄。
Have we ever thought about that in our family relationships?
我们是否在家人的关系当中来这样思想呢？
Sorry, Caleb. You know, it's just again a beautiful picture of that relationship and that conversation, a difficult conversation between husband and wife.
对不起，我又要来举加勒弟兄他的故事，就是在他们家当中有这样一个非常美妙的交通的故事。
Caleb could have killed Stephanie in so many ways.
加勒弟兄也许能够用各种各样的方法杀了他的姊妹。
You are a wicked woman and you will submit to me.
你这个诡诈的女人，你要来服从我。
Who are you to say that?
你是谁，你能够这样说。
You don't understand the meaning behind my words.
你并不知道我话语背后到底是什么意思。
Or killed her with silence.
或者就安静的就杀掉了。
That's the way she feels. I won't talk at all.
那她是这样感觉的吗？她就根本不会再说了。
Oh, the sin in man is so disruptive and kills.
我们里面的罪是何等的有这样毁坏的能力，也有这样杀害的能力。
Now again, why do I go into so much detail about the family?
为什么我要讲这么多关于家人的细节呢？
Because the family is the microcosm of the church.
因为家庭是教会最小的彰显。
And it's the church that represents the very person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
教会是那彰显主耶稣基督的。
So we have to ask ourselves.
所以我们要问自己。
Do our families represent the church?
我们的家人是否代表教会?
Do our families give the headship to Christ?
我们的家庭是否让主耶稣来做主?
So we see this all throughout history.
所以我们在历史当中看到很多。
But so much of it is hidden behind church activities.
但太多的事情都隐藏在教会的事物后面。
You know, if we look at the church today, we see huge mega churches.
若我们看今天地上的教会，能够看到那巨型的教会。
Or you see small gatherings.
或者你看到很小的聚集。
You see Bible studies.
你看到读经聚会。
We see prayer meetings.
祷告聚会。
We see conferences, retreats.
各种各样的特会、退休会。
Church programs.
教会的一些项目。
You know, we see kind of that Google search activity going on in the church today.
我们似乎看到在谷歌上各种各样的活动也在教会当中在这里发展。
And it's real easy to look out at the church and say, you know what, I think this is what the Lord wants for the church.
我们很容易就看到教会的现在的光景，就说啊，这就是主所要教会的样子。
But the busyness of the church and the hectic life of the church hides some of the seeds of death that are ready to creep up at any time.
然而，教会各样繁忙的事物却能够遮掩在我们里面所隐藏那死亡的种子。
I think of it this way. You know, we know the verses where it says, you know, when one sheep goes astray.Would I not go after the one and leave the 99?
我们知道圣经上这样的故事，当一个羊走迷的时候，好牧人就要放下那99只去寻找那一只迷途的。
The church today has fallen into this trap.
今天教会似乎就陷入到这样的迷途当中。
We see the busyness of the church, we see the retreats, the conferences, all the neat things, the Sunday school programs, and we say, the flock is doing well.
我们看到教会各种各样的事物，看到各种各样的特会，我们就说这教会真的是不错。
But the one that's closest to us, the one that's right by our side, the one has strayed away. The family has strayed away.
我们也说这羊群真是不错，但在我们背后的家庭、那家人，那一只小羊却在那里迷途了。
More than ever before in history,The next generation is leaving the church.
胜过历史上所有的任何的经历，我们的下一代正在远离教会。
If you superficially look at the numbers, it doesn't look like that.
若你只是单单的去看这些数字，似乎并不是如此。
But almost every gathering, the kids go through Sunday school, they go through the programs, they go to college, and they never come back.
但在很多的教会，孩子们他们经过了逐日学，经过了各种各样教会的项目，他们去上了大学之后就不再回来了。
This is happening all throughout the country and all throughout the world.
这在整个国家，在整个世界都很频繁的在发生。
And it's so much a crisis that when it is noticed, the leadership and the brothers and sisters all gather, what can we do?
那这就造成了一个危机，很多弟兄姐妹，服事带领的弟兄姐妹，他们一同来聚集，来求问我们该如何做。
Most of the young people have chosen a flashy, soul-enticing church.
很多的年轻人就愿意选择那些闪光的，那些能够引诱我们魂的教会。
They've chosen these because they're looking for life and they think that that's life.
他们如此选择是因为他们觉着那些就是生命。
Because at home and in their home church, they see so much death around them.
因为在他们家里，在他们家庭的教会，在他们家那边的教会当中已经看到如此多的死亡。
You know, when our kids are at home and they're playing and they're doing their homework and things like that, we think they're not paying attention.
当我们在家里的时候，我们的孩子们在旁边玩，在那里做功课，我们以为他们并没有留意我们做什么。
They're not really that interested in their algebra. They're not really interested in their algebra.
他们并不对他们的
Hard to believe, isn't it? They're not always paying attention only to their homework.
他们并不是单单对他们的功课来感兴趣。
Even when they're playing video games, they have ears and they have eyes to what's going on in the home.
即使当他们在玩电动游戏的时候，他们也有眼有耳，能够来看到家庭当中正发生什么。
And they hear and they see their mother who pray around the table and teach in Sunday school and they do all this, but they can't get along in the home.
他们也看到他们的母亲这些在聚会当中祷告的，然而在家当中却没有很好的表现。
At church and the gathering, the parents' fellowship about how important the Lord is and how important reading the Bible and being led by the Holy Spirit is. And yet all they hear at home is, get your homework done, play your piano. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you in bed yet? But it's constant nagging.
那在教会当中，他们的妈妈们就在这里祷告赞美主，说如何顺服圣灵是何等的重要。然而在家里，他们听到母亲对他们说的，你为什么还不去做作业？你为什么还不早点睡觉？就是各种各样的唠叨和烦扰。
I can only say that because I have three boys and they get to hear what I say and what I do at home.
我能够如此说是因为我有三个儿子，在家里他们能够听到我是如何说如何做。
And it's humbling.
这让我常常谦卑。
This is how Satan tries to creep in and steal this next generation.
这就是撒旦如何能够来到我们的家，要夺取这下一代。
In no way do I want to lay a guilt trip on anyone this morning.
我并不想要让任何人心里觉着愧疚。
Because if that was my intention, I would fall down in guilt right now.
若那是我所要做的话，那我现在就要在愧疚当中跌倒了。
Brothers out there, you'll never be a good husband.
弟兄，你们真的是没有办法做一个很好的丈夫。
You'll never be a good father.
你也很难做一个很好的父亲。
You'll never be a good son-in-law.
你永远不会做一个很好的女婿。
You'll never be a good uncle.
你永远不会做一个很好的叔叔伯伯。
Never be a good grandfather.
你很难，你永远不会做一个很好的祖父。
For the sake of time, sisters, just reverse all that. You'll never be good of any of those.
为了节省时间，姊妹们，你们永远不能做很好的另外一方面。
But thank the Lord, what's impossible with man is possible with Him.
但感谢主，人所不能的，在神都能。
So what I'd like to do with the remaining time is just look at some very practical ways that we can bring life into the home and therefore spiritual life and spiritual power into the church.
所以在下面这段时间，我想要跟大家借着很多实际的例子能够来分享我们如何能够把生命带到家里，如何把生命带到教会。
The home and family is so much more key than Sunday school ever will be.
家庭胜过我们主日学所能够教导的。
What percentage of the week do you spend in Sunday school or Friday night Bible study? Anyone know what percentage of time?
过去的这一段时间，你有多少的时间花在主日学和周五晚上的查经呢？
Less than 2%。
也许是你时间2%。
Hopefully I'm not making you Sunday school teachers very sad.
也是，我希望我不要让主日学的老师感到很伤心。
That's the amount of time the Sunday school teachers have with our children. Less than 2% of the week.
那就是主日学老师在过去一周能够与孩子们共同相伴的时间，只有他们全部时间的2%。
You know, Sunday school actually started in the late 1700s.
主日学开始于18世纪末。
Right around 1780.
大概在1780年左右。
Industrial Revolution was moving forward.
当时工业革命正在进行。
Men had to work.Moms had to work to survive.
父亲和母亲家庭当中的都要能够来工作。
To such an extent that children had to work to survive.
甚至到了一个地步，甚至孩子们都要来工作才能够生存。
If a community was lucky, they at least got Sunday off.
若有社区是比较幸运的话，他们还能够得到主日的休息。
And that was the one day where they'd spend a little bit of time teaching the children academics, because they were working, they couldn't learn academics, but also include some religious instruction.
那就是这样一个时间，他们能够来教导这些孩子们一些科学上的知识，因为他们平时要工作，同时也能够教导他们一些关于宗教信仰上的知识。
The history of Sunday school is based on the fact that there was no time for families to train up their children in the way that they should go.
主日学的历史开始就是基于当时他们没有这个家庭没有时间能够来教导孩子们。
And we've continued it to this day.
我们一直有主日学直到如今。
The most prosperous time in world history, and we don't have time for our children.
我们是这个历史上最丰富的一个时代，但我们却没有时间来预备给我们的孩子们。
So what can we do at home? How can we not leave these kids only to our Sunday school teachers that have less than 2% of time with them?
我们在家庭当中要如何与孩子们相处吗？我们要把我们的孩子交给那只能与他们共度2%他们时间的主日学老师吗？
Now I'll separate it into three quick characters that tended to be godly family people.
所以我
I'll start with Abraham. Abraham is a great example of a godly shepherding man.
我们就借着三个人物能够来看神的家是怎样，那就开始于亚伯拉罕。
And if you're taking notes, the first thing that we see in Abraham's life is that he practiced courageous separation. Courageous separation.
我们要先来看亚伯拉罕他的故事，他的故事开始于一个非常惨烈的分离。
God told Abraham, leave your ancestors, leave your culture, leave your job, and follow me.
对不起，是一个非常有勇气的分离。当时神对亚伯拉罕说，离开你的本地、本族、父家。
We love to say that he was separated, but I like the word courageous separation.
我们说他是要被分开，但我更喜欢他是有勇敢的要分离。
Can you imagine how he had to look at the in-laws and tell them we're leaving?
你能够想象要告诉你的岳父岳母你要离开吗？
He had to tell the cultural leaders we're leaving.
他要告诉当时他的首领他要离开。
He had to tell his wife I'm leaving a very prosperous job.
你要告诉你的妻子我要离开一个非常丰厚的工作。
All of this to follow the Lord.
是为着能够来跟随主。
Now please, I do not want to hear that everyone quit their job tomorrow.
我并不想要听到说明天所有人都要辞去他们的工作。
But a quick question, when you come home after work tomorrow, are you able to leave work at work?
那我们有这样一个很简单的问题，当你明天下班之后，你是否就把工作留在工作的单位呢？
Or do you bring home that mean boss?
还是你要把那个并不友善的领导
When you complain in front of your family?
带到家里来给家人抱怨呢
Or when you have rough words?
或者是你话语当中不友善呢
Or do we just keep checking our email?
或者是我们不停地来看我们的 email?
Because we can't separate ourselves from work.
因为我们没有办法把我们自己从工作当中分隔开来。
What about our status? Are we willing to separate ourselves from our status?
我们是
position.
我们是否愿意把我们自己从我们的职位当中分隔开呢？
You know what's really hard for a CEO to do?
你知道作为一个首席执行官很难做的是什么吗？
To come home and change a dirty diaper.
是要回到家里去给他们的孩子换尿布。
That's what I have people for.
那就是我们的人我雇人所要干的事情。
Are we willing to leave our status and humbly serve our wife?
我们是否愿意放下自己的职分在那里谦卑地来服侍我们的妻子？
Are we willing to put aside our reputation?
我们是否愿意放下自己的名誉？
Do we insist that people call us doctor?
我们是否要人一直叫我们博士？
Do we insist that people know that we're a CFO?
我们是否坚持要让人知道我们是首席财务执行官？
Are we willing to separate ourselves from monetary matters?
我们是否愿意把我们自己分隔开从
money
关于钱财的事情上？
You know, do our children know that it's tax season and we hate the government?
我们的孩子们是否知道现在是报税的季节，我们很讨厌政府？
Or do our children know that it's tax season and all money is from the Lord and we render under Caesar what is Caesar's?
我们是否让孩子们知道是报税的季节，我们所有的一切都从主而来？
You know, Abraham also practiced operational faith.
亚伯拉罕曾经也操练过可以来执行的信仰。
That would be the second one to write down, operational faith.
这就是我们愿意写下的第二点，可以来执行操练的信仰。
You know, we use the word faith a lot.
我们用信心这个词很多。
I have faith that the Lord will do this.
我有信心主要如此做。
I have faith that this will happen.
我有信心这件事情会发生。
I have faith that the Lord will protect.
我有信心主要保护我们。
But operational means we have to act upon that faith.
但能够来操练就是说我们要在这信心上能够有实行。
My boss hates me, he's trying to get rid of me, but every day I'm going to go to work and be the best employee.
我的老板不喜欢我，他想要辞退我，但每一天我都要去那里能够来做这最好的雇员。
We see our children are consumed with education. Are we willing to back off and say, you know what? Education is stealing your livelihood away.All I want you to do is love the Lord, and we'll act as a family that way.
当我们看到我们的孩子们忙于各种各样的教育的时候，我们是否作为家人能够来对他们说，你知道你现在也许被各样的课程来从主那里带走，我们作为家人愿意能够来支持你。
Do our children know that we would rather them read their Bible, fellowship with the family, have a smile on their face,as opposed to staying up till 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, so they can get into that school.
我们是否让我们的孩子知道我们愿意与他一同能够和家人一同来祷告来读经，而不是让他们忙到夜里两点单单只为了去那一所学校？
Abraham had to make all these decisions.
亚伯拉罕要做很多类似的选择。
He had to give up Isaac on the altar. He had to say, Lord, Isaac is not mine. My son is not mine.
他要把以撒现在祭坛上，他要对神说：“以撒不是我的。”
But we'll get to Isaac in a minute. Isn't it interesting that Isaac trusted his dad, followed his dad, and obeyed his dad? Why? Because his dad had a good testimony of operational faith.
我们马上要讲到以撒，以撒是否是一个非常美妙的例子？因为他是这样的顺服他的父亲，因为他看到他的父亲是这样在他的信心上有实真实的操练。
Any decision you make as head of the household tomorrow, is your wife and your children able to say, I have always seen that dad obeys the Holy Spirit and he finds his answers in the word of God. I can trust him.
我们的家人，我们的妻子，孩子们是否能够在我们身上看到，让他们来说，我在我的爸爸身上看到他是如此在信心当中有操练，看到圣灵是这样信实的来引领他。
Thirdly,
第三点，
Abraham showed overt love. Overt, open love to his family.
亚伯拉罕向着他的家人是有这样来完全敞开的爱。
You know, it's very subtle, but Abraham loved and loved his wife.
非常的巧妙，但亚伯拉罕是非常非常爱他的妻子。
It's a beautiful love story.
这是一个很美妙的爱的故事。
Especially in the context, you know, Sarah was nothing because she had no children. He should have separated himself from Sarah long before. He should have just moved on, and it would have been accepted by society.
因为萨拉她一直不能生育，所以亚伯拉罕本可以就与萨拉分离，让她去远离，因为她不能生育。这在当时的社会是很被人接受的一件事情。
It also says in the scripture, I'm skipping some of these verses, but it says Isaac, whom he loved.
那也在这里讲到说以撒他所爱的。
Isaac knew that his father loved him.
以撒知道他的父亲爱他。
Sarah knew that Abraham loved her.
撒拉也知道亚伯拉罕爱他。
But they especially knew it because he loved God first.
他们如此知道是因为他们先爱了神。
You know, he woke up in the morning not knowing where the land was and what the land was going to look like, but boy, he loved following the Lord.
每一天亚伯拉罕早上起来的时候，他不知道他们的土地在何处，然而他们却一起敬拜神，他们爱神。
Now, he made plenty of mistakes. We know about going to Egypt and things like that. Not very lovely.
我们也知道亚伯拉罕犯了很多的错，他们也曾经到过埃及地。
But do we show love with our words and with our actions?
但我们是否能够在我们的言语和行动当中来表达爱呢？
You know, if I want to be noticed and do something nice, I might do the dishes.
如果我想要来做一些事情被得到关注和赞赏的话，我可能就去洗盘子。
And I can clank the dishes a little bit, make some noise, so everyone knows I'm doing the dishes.
我可能就把盘子敲打在一些地方，让别人都能够听到，来知道说我现在正在洗盘子。
Or do I do it because I love my wife?
或者我如此做是因为我爱我的妻子。
You know, that's 10 minutes that I have to meditate upon the Lord.
那十分钟的时间我就能够来思想默想主。
Jesus washed the feet, I washed the dinnerware.
耶稣他洗了脚，洗了仆人的脚，我来洗这些杯盘。
See how something as mundane as doing the dishes can suddenly become worship?
你们有没有看到就是来洗这些盘子就能够变成一个敬拜。
And then that's what comes to the gathering, the fellowship is that real dishwashing worship becomes real table worship.
这就是我们在聚会当中这很简单的那洗杯盘的就能够变成了那桌前的侍奉。
Middle schoolers, I know you're a little young for this, but you can hear it anyways.
初中生也许下面这些对你们来说有点太早了。
But you older ones that aren't married yet, but looking to be married.
在我们当中年纪稍微大一些的还没有结婚的。
This is the man that you're looking for.
这个可能就是你在寻找的。
One who can courageously separate themselves from the foolishness of this world.
那一个愿意勇敢地把自己从这世界上愚拙的事情来分别出来的。
One who's going to live a life of faith and lead his family in a life of faith.
愿意过一个信心的生活，也带领他们的家人一同过一个信心的生活的。
One who loves the Lord more than he will ever love you.
那一个爱主远胜过他爱你的。
You find that man.
你找到这样一个人。
And you will be blessed in the future generations.
在以后的世代当中，你都将大大的被祝福。
We can learn a lot from Sarah.
我们可以从撒拉也学到很多。
You know, Sarah had enduring faith.
撒拉她要有一个忍耐的信心
Long-suffering faith
很长久的忍耐的信心
You know, Abraham told her We're going to leave the country We're going to find this great land We're going to have children And it's just going to be wonderful It's going to take just a little bit of faith though Because it's not going to look all that great initially
亚伯拉罕就要告诉他我们要离开我们的家我们要找到那一片伟大的地我们在那里要有很多的子孙但一开始的话我们需要一点点信心
And year after year after year There was no land
一年一年又一年的过去了他们还没有找到那应许之地
And no child
也没有孩子
And yet it says in Peter
That
she followed Abraham and called him Lord
然而在彼得前书那里却找到他称呼亚伯拉罕为主
She had enduring faith
她有这样一个忍耐的信心
You know, one of the things that a mother loves to do is to feed her children.
母亲所最愿做的一件事就是来喂养她的孩子。
I've never known my wife say, you know what, I'm just sick and tired of feeding the children.
我从没有听我的妻子说我实在是太我厌烦喂养我的孩子。
Now we may just heat up a frozen pizza because we're tired, but we're still feeding the children.
虽然我们有时可能只是去热一个冷冻的披萨，但是我们还是要来喂养他们。
But you know, if you look carefully, Sarah spiritually fed Isaac when he came.
但我们能够看到，撒拉是在灵属灵当中来喂养以撒。
When we have enduring faith, when we trust the Lord, when the family sees that a mother and a wife loves the Lord and trusts the Lord and follows her husband in all of this, they're spiritually fed.
当我们的家人能够看到有这样一位母亲，她是在属灵当中来喂养她的家人的时候，我们的家人同样得到属灵上的喂养。
There's nothing more beautiful than a mother who can say to her children, before you leave for school today, here is a precious verse that is on my heart.
实在没有什么比这更美的，就是当我们的孩子离家出，每天早晨离开家之前，他的母亲能够对他说，在这里有一个很美的经节。
I may not have much, children, but I have some spiritual food for you.
虽然我并没有很多，但我有一些属灵上的灵粮能够来供养给你们。
That is a godly family.
那是一个属神的家。
But you know what's a trap for sisters today?
那你知道今天对很多姊妹来讲的一个陷阱是什么吗？
Facebook.
脸书。
Wow, my sister's family's flying to Bermuda.
我看到我的姐姐或妹妹的家庭，他们要飞到一个城市。
Oh, that friend of mine from school, they just bought and built a house on the west coast.
我的同学他们家里刚刚正在买了一块地，要建一个房子。
And her husband drives a Lamborghini.
她的丈夫开兰博基尼。
I don't need a Lamborghini.
我并不需要这样一个豪车。
But I sure would like a fill in the blank.
但是我可能会想要。
Anytime we judge others for what they have, and what a waste. Why do they do that? We're saying to ourselves, but I wonder what's just enough for me to get away with and still be spiritual.
每一次当我们来去想到说啊，我并不需要像别人这样的来浪费，但是我们里面却需要能够想到用怎样属灵的方法才让我们能够从这样的思想当中来走出来。
One of the ways to avoid this is the second point, submissive love.
那有一点能够来去避免这样的，就是来一个就是有一个顺服的爱。
Sarah loved Abraham.
撒拉爱亚伯拉罕。
But she learned to love the Lord first and foremost.
但她第一件要做的就是先来爱主。
And as a result, in a submissive way, she followed and became the mother of a multitude.
也因此在顺服当中，她能够成为多国的母。
And the third aspect that we see from Sarah is she was a comforter.
第三点我们看到撒拉她是一个安慰者。
You know, she, it says that when Isaac married Rebekah, he was comforted after his mother's death.
当以撒与利百加结婚的时候，圣经上如此记载说，自他母亲死后，他才得了安慰。
What that means is he was missing some comfort.
那就是讲到说以撒一直少了安慰。
That comfort was no longer there.
那安慰者不在了。
Going back to that verse, do we as mothers have a seasoned word for our kids, our children, a comforting word?
那我们就来思想这一章节。母亲是否在向孩子们说话的时候，言语像被盐调和过一样呢？
Do we have the time and energy to ask our children and our husband, how was your day?
我们是否有时间也有这样的精力能够来问我们的孩子和丈夫们，你今天过得如何？
Do we have the words to correct but still comfort in the same sentence?
我们是否能够有话语既能够来改正他们，同时也来安慰他们。
You know, there's a lot of verses in the scripture about a nagging woman.
那在圣经当中有很多就讲到那些爱打岔的妇人。
And a lot of the next generation falls away from the Lord because they're escaping a nagging mother.
有很多的我们的孩子们他们离开教会就是因为他们要从那些唠叨的母亲当中躲避。
May we be those that have a comforting word like Sarah did for Isaac.
愿我们能够做像撒拉安慰以撒那样的一个母亲。
Very briefly, I'll speak to the children.
我愿意简单的跟我们当中的孩子们讲。
And again, I don't want you to think, oh, I'm not a child anymore, I don't have to listen to this. All of these work. Men, we can learn from Sarah. Sisters, we can learn from Abraham.
虽然我们不再是孩子，但我们还可以来听这些话，因为我们做丈夫的可以从亚伯拉罕来学习，做姊妹的可以从撒拉来学习。
And we can all learn from Isaac.
我们也都可以从以撒来学习。
Do we practice honorable obedience?
我们是否能够来那里敬重并顺服？
You know, a child who obeys their parents is a pleasure to be around.
那一些敬重顺服他们父亲的孩子们与他们相处实在是很快乐。
Are you a pleasure to be around?
你是这样一个孩子吗？
Or do people have to take a deep breath and roll their eyes when they enter into your room?
或者是人们进到你的房间里面的时候他们要深深的一个呼吸。
Obedience to parents opens the heavens.
对父母的顺服就好像打开了天一样。
When a child can be told by a sinful parent to do something that you don't agree with and it is obeyed, there is rejoicing in the heavens.
即使你听到你那些在最终的父母来说了一些你不同意的话，但若你顺服的话，就好像打开了天一样。
And when we obey and we honor our parents and those in authority, there's such a peace in our hearts.
当我们愿意来顺服我们的父母的时候，在他们心中是有何等一个平安。
I work with a lot of troubled teens.
我与很多有很多问题的组一同工作过。
I would say 9 times out of 10, the problem is lack of obedience.
当中十分之九的问题都是少了顺服。
You know what's better than the first video game you play?
你知道你玩的第一个电动游戏最好的是什么吗？
The second one you play.
是你玩的第二个。
Then it has to be the third one you play.
那就是你玩的第三个。
Then it has to be the fourth one you play.
第四个。
And pretty soon you can't stop because your will is insatiable.
很快你就没有办法停下了，因为你的愿望难以停止。
When we yield to our parents, yield to correction, we will have peace.
当我们愿意来顺服我们的父母，顺服他们的指教的时候，我们就能够有安息平安。
It's one of the simplest lessons to learn.
这是最简单的一个功课，是我们可以来一同学习的。
But it's not easy.
但这并不容易。
Give it over to the Lord and ask Him to give you an obedient heart.
愿我们把这事交在主的手上，求他给我们一个来顺服的心。
And then act on it.
让我们能够在这世上来实行。
Continual consecration.
一直不断的奉献。
One of Isaac's jobs was to, when he was older, was dig out the dirt that of the wells that his father had dug.
以撒他长大了一些要做的一件事情就是要挖他父亲曾经挖过的井。
You know, the world is dirty.
这世界是很脏的。
You can go home, I can guarantee you, and this is for all of us, we could probably go home today and delete a majority of anything on our computers and on our phones.
我想今天我们很多人回到家里都能够从我们的手机和电脑上删除很多的东西。
How much dirt is on our chats?
在我们的聊天的过程当中有多少的污秽。
Continual consecration every day.
不断的奉献，每一天的奉献。
Because our enemy is sneaky, he'll sneak in and throw dirt, which brings death.
因为我们的仇敌是很狡诈的，他要来偷偷的潜进来，能够来把死亡带进来。
So not only continual consecration, but Isaac also was spiritually thirsty.
不仅如此，以撒他也在属灵上有一个饥渴。
He dug new wells.
他也在那里挖了新的井。
You know what? Your parents have their walk with the Lord.
你们的父母他们是与主同行，跟随主的。
You need to have your walk with the Lord.
你们自己也要能够来跟随主。
Sing a praise song in your room.
在你的房间里能够来唱一首赞美诗。
Write a poem to the Lord.
向主能够写一首诗歌。
Instead of spending that time on a chat, on social media, Instagram, Snapchat, all that kind of stuff, talk to the Lord.
并不是在那些时间当中在你的社交软件上来浪费，而是能够来向主说话。
Hunger for the word of God.
向主的话语有饥渴。
The Holy Spirit is no respecter of age. You can be 12 and be full of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵并不以是因为我们的年龄有界限，你可能是一个12岁的孩子，但你也同样能够被圣灵来充满。
Same goes for us older ones, but also do we lay the groundwork for the children to be able to do this?
同样我们作为年长的，我们是否能够为我们的孩子们建造一个好的根基，让他们来操练。
And last aspect of Isaac's life, he became a blesser.
最后以撒他也成为那一个祝福者。
You know, there was a sister who would always say to her children, probably still does, be a blessing when she would send them off on a party or to a family or something like that. Be a blessing.
那有一个姊妹，当每一次她送她的孩子去各种各样聚会的时候，她就说，你要成为一个祝福。
And one day, both my wife and I just said, what a wonderful way to send off your children.
那有一天我跟我的妻子就来向这位姊妹说，如此来送别你的孩子是真的非常奇妙美妙。
Can we ask ourselves when we go to school, when we hang out with our friends, when we go to work, when we're with our spouse, when we're with our mother-in-law, are we a blessing?
那我们来问自己，当我们与我们的家人、孩子们与其他各样的朋友们在一起的时候，向着他们，我们是否是一个祝福呢？
If we could look at this life that is available to us in our family, I think we would all be surprised the life that would be poured out before our Lord Jesus.
若我们看到在家庭当中我们所有的那些生命，我们可能就会来更多的思想，我们所向主能够来敞开的生命是有多少。
Such spiritual power would come in a gathering like this if we could serve the Lord at home, love the Lord at home, interact with our family at home in love.
若我们能够在家庭当中与家人的交通当中满有爱的话，那我们聚集在一起的时候是会有何等的爱能够彰显出来。
Sunday school can't do this.
主日学并不能够来做到这一点。
This ministry can't do this.
这样的一个服事并不能够来做到这一点。
A majority of you, if we ask next week to raise your hand, if you remembered what Brother Chip said last Sunday, you'll have no recollection.
若我们下周来问你是否记得 Chip 弟兄上周分享了什么，很多人一点反应都没有。
But if you go home and say sorry to your wife,
但若你回到家里向你的妻子说对不起，
that will be remembered.
那就将要被纪念。
That will reach the heavens.
那就能够来达到天堂。
And that worship will just pour forth from the family into the church.
这样的敬拜就能够从家当中来带到教会。
And we will become the biggest nightmare for the AV crew trying to mic up the table meeting with everyone that wants to pray and sing. It'll be very difficult to get all the prayers and all the thanks and all the worship that wants to be given to the Lord around the table.
那么就很让我们很难能够把我们的敬拜赞美在桌前来献给主。
This is no pressure to the young people because it's really hard to pray around the table because there's so much going on. It's such a big group, and I understand.
我并不想要给我们当中的年轻人施加压力。我明白在这么多人这么大的聚会当中要开口祷告并不容易。
But may we start just by being able to say, yes, I heard that, amen.
那我们就可以这样从简单的开始。我听到了那样一个祷告，我愿意说 Yes, Amen.
When you say Amen to a prayer, it's your prayer also.
当我们对一个祷告说 Amen 的时候，这祷告也变成我们的祷告。
And that's all. That's for all of us.
这是对我们所有人来讲的。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we do pray that you would take these words and anoint them for your sake.
亲爱的主，我们真的是愿意您能够来，真的是高牧这样的话语，是为着您自己的旨意。
We pray that you would convict each and every one of us on something that maybe we need to do at home, something that would bring you pleasure and delight.
让我们真的每一个人都能够来思想，主啊，您在我们家里要做什么，让我们能够真的是让您的心得喜悦。
That none of this would be for us, but it would be for your glory and your exaltation.
愿没有一件事为着我们，而是为了能够来高举您的名。
Lord, even as we meet our children after this time, may we desire to ask them, what did you learn in Sunday school? How can we work through this together at home?
愿我们真的是聚会结束之后能够来问我们的孩子，在主日学，在今天的信息你听到了什么，我们一家人如何能够一同的来操练。
Lord, we're tired of religion.
主啊，愿您除去我们当中宗教的行为。
We want life in our homes.
我们愿家当中有真实的生命。
We want life in our fellowship.
我们愿我们的聚会当中有真实的生命。
And we want you to be preeminent.
我们愿您是居首位的。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.